Michelle Rubin, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in. Phone lines are open right now. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, for Let's Jazz It Up. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I have a return guest, the rising star, rising smooth jazz artist, Michelle Rubin. Thank you for coming back, Michelle.
And thank you for having me, Brenda.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. All right, L.A. fans. Phone lines are open. So, what you been doing since the last time you were on my show?
Well, I've been developing this album that we're going to begin a little taste of this evening. And I had just relocated, I think, two years before that, to the Virgin Islands. I had just relocated back then. And then I've been just working and enjoying my retirement life and getting my recording career more off the ground.
Now, this new album, Chances Are What They Are, what inspired you to do this album, and why'd you name it that?
What? It's kind of hard to say. I got sick last year.
Oh.
And I didn't catch myself.
Okay.
I was in the Virgin Islands, and my friend saw me, and he said, Mikhail, you don't look good. I said, no, man, I'm not feeling well. He said, man, he said, when are you going to get some money to leave to go see your doctor? I said, in about 2 weeks. He said, no, man. He gave me his credit card, and he said, go get you a ticket, man.
Wow.
And go see your doctor. And so I got back to Los Angeles, and I saw my friend. She picked me up at the airport, Reveille. And she took me straight to the emergency room. And they told me if I wouldn't have made it, I would have passed. So those are the chances. Is that what they are? And you have to take
wow.
a chance in life if you want something to happen for you.
Right.
And so when I recovered, I started going to the studio. And I went to the studio with my friend David. Oh, let me get myself. And then we just started writing songs. Well, I started writing songs. So the way I write songs now, I can just write them from anywhere. I go to the studio with David, and I say, give me a click track. He give me a click track, and I play melodies. I write so many melodies. So we recorded probably about 15 or 20 melodies, and time was expiring, so I started creating the album. So David
okay.
helped me get the arrangements of the song. After we got the arrangements of the songs, and then I went by my friend Phil Martin. He's a drummer. He put the drum tracks on my songs. Then I went by my friend Mauricio Guerrero Jr. He put the guitar tracks on it, and we put the album together. And then it's a trip.
Wow.
That's
moving.
Yeah, because I started writing songs. In September 2019, I probably wrote about 20 songs.
Man,
you know,
you've been busy.
And David kept saying, oh, man, you know where they're coming from. I say, I don't know where they're coming from, but I know they're coming out of me. So we had a great time. We had a great time writing the album. I had a great time writing the album. David assisted me with the arrangement because he's a great. When I met David 17 years ago, I was having some problems trying to get some producers to help produce music for me. And I met David Vasquez. He is working at a studio called Moonlight Studio, him and his friend Jeff Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started going over there, and this would be my fifth album coming out of Moonlight Studio.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for telling me that story. Wow.
Well, you know, sometimes you get emotional because, like, when you get more chances in life, you got to keep moving. A lot of people don't look at the chances that they get.
Right.
And the opportunities.
Right.
So you have to take advantage of them when they come your way because chances are what they are. They're only going to come once. And when you miss that chance,
that's right.
Sometimes it's hard to recover. So
that's, right.
That's why chances are what they are. You got to take that chance when it presents itself.
I played Hanging with the Spider. What's the story behind that track? That's the first one I played. Is there a story behind that one?
Well, when I first wrote that song, I record melodies in my phone, so I looked at the melody, and it was called Playing with the Spider. I said, David, man, he said, what's the name of this track, Mikhail? I said, Playing with the Spider. He said, Playing with the Spider? How about Hanging with the Spider? I said, okay, Hanging with the Spider.
Okay, all right.
Just like that,
okay.
You know.
All right. So we're going to move into the She's Just Fine. That's the track that you're pushing the most, right?
Yes.
So before I spin it, tell me the story behind that track, She's Just Fine.
Okay. When I started writing that track, I was thinking about Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney, The Girl Is Mine. And it was a groove. It was a groove. And I went to the studio, and I told Dave, I stopped playing this melody. And he was trying to play all kind of different groups. I said, no, that's not it. And I said, the groove, man. And then so we started grooving it. And then he caught the groove. And then he caught the groove. And then I played the melody once, and he caught the groove. And then we created the arrangement, and the rest is history.
All right, then. Well, I love it.
It's a great. My friend in Chicago, John Brown, he say, "Nigga, that's a stepping tune." I say, "It's a stepping tune." So I hope the people in Chicago love this tune.
Yeah. Well, here it is, everyone. Here is "She's Just Fine" off of Mikael Rubin's new album, "Chances Are What They Are." By Mikael Rubin, That is off of his Chances Are What They Are on his album. Mikhail, go ahead and give the information, your website, the social media information, and also where this album and when it be released. Go right ahead. Hello? Hello? Hello, Mikhail? Well, I'm going to go ahead and play another song. I'll be right back. Here is Chances Are What They Are. Are you still with me?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good.
All right. What is your phone number again, Mikhail? What's the area code?
Can you hear? Are we live?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. I don't like to give my phone number over here. Should I give her the phone number over there?
That's okay. Forget it. We have two
you
callers.
Did it. It says loading the audio.
Hello?
Huh?
Who is that?
Hey, Nick Kyle.
Hey.
How you doing? Hey, Tara.
All right. That's my friend,
you're
Rimley.
Sounding really good. I'm glad that you finally got on. Hi, Deborah. All right. That sounds good.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay. Thank you for calling on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. It sounds good. Thank you for having him.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. All right. Okay. So
it's not because you were doing it wrong.
Next caller, go ahead and say your name and speak.
You say it's live right now. I know.
Yes, go ahead and speak.
Oh, you've been trying to speak for the last 20 minutes?
Go ahead
and
speak, please. Go ahead and speak, please.
Who? Then I push the button to try to call.
Hello.
Talk live to
homegirl. Hello.
Oh. Who are you talking to, me?
Why would you do that?
No. Never mind.
Michelle,
we're going to finish.
You can't call and watch this at the same time.
Michelle, listen.
Just talk.
Y'all
can hear
you. Can't watch.
Oh, Lord.
You probably can't call into the thing and watch on your phone.
Mikhail?
Hello? I can hear you.
Yeah, there's some interruptions, and some of the callers don't know how to talk on air. I tell people when they're listening on the link, you cannot call and try to listen in on the link at the same time. So, meanwhile, we have some other callers. Caller, area code 340, state your name and speak, please.
Kristen.
Hello?
Devin. Hello?
Area code 340? 708?
Hello?
Hello? Go ahead, speak. State your name, please.
Is this Brenda?
This is Sheila Pickens. Hi, Mikhail.
Hey.
Yes.
Who is that?
This is Sheila, Mikhail, Sheila Pickens, your cousin.
Oh, okay. Hi, Sheila.
Hey, listen, this is the first time I heard that. It sounds good. You know I'm going to have that one too, right?
I know. Well, this is going to be a digital download album for the first 3 months, you know. It's basically digital download from until after the first of the year.
All right.
So you'll be able to download it at TuneCore and iTunes.
Okay, sounds good. I am a fan. I'm glad that I tuned into this. The show is really nice. I appreciate being invited to tune in.
And thank you for calling in. Thank you. All right, Mikhail, we're going to finish the show here. Mikhail, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here.
Give your website information. Give your social media information. When will the album will be released? Please go ahead, Mikhail.
The album will be released Sunday, November the 15th. That's next this Sunday coming up. And it's going to go live on smoothjazz.com worldwide. And you can buy it on TuneCore and iTunes. It's going to be on Spotify also and Pandora.
All right. And thank you for that information. Thank you. Now, you're more than welcome to give a shout-out to all the persons that have supported you in the making of this new album, Chances Are What They Are. You have any shout-out names you want to give?
Oh, God, there's so many people. Anyway, a shout-out to my daughter, Michaela, and all my friends in the Virgin Islands, Jimmy Dunn and his family. and all my friends. I have a lot of friends there, you know, but I would like to say thank you for everything, and all my friends and my family in Chicago, my sisters and brothers, there's too many to name, so I ain't going to go through that, but all the people that know, they know who they are, but my main friends is here in L.A. is, yeah, the musicians that I enjoy working with here in L.A. to help with this album is David Vasquez, Mauricio Guerrero Jr., the guitar player, and Philip Martin on drums. And those are the guys that's my crew that I come to L.A. to record with.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. There's quite a few
hello.
Members
I heard
of people.
Voice.
Yeah,
I know there's a lot of
your photographer.
We're going to continue with the show. No more comments. Mateo?
Yes?
What is the ultimate desire which you wish all your fans out there, what you want them to get out of this new album? Chances are what they are.
I want them to get out of the chances are what they are, and if they don't take a chance, nothing going to happen in their life. They're going to be stagnant, so they have to take a chance. So, and you know, we only have one life to live, and I tell everybody that's listening that never, ever worry about dying because you're going to die anyway, so you might as well live and enjoy your life. All the money you make, you can never take it with you, so just enjoy your life and make the best of life. And that's how I live, that's how chances are. So you got to just live your chance and make the best of your chance.
All right, then. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. And any other future projects you want to mention that you're working on now and you want to teach us about that's coming up later in the future?
Well, you know what? Now that you mention that, I when I got back to L.A. in June, I went over to the studio and I started recording another album. And it's in the can right now. All I have to do is put my guitarist and my drummer on it. If I can get to it before I leave, before I return to the Virgin Islands, I do. If not, I'll come back next year. But the album is already set. We got like, I think, 11 tracks already recorded. Me and David already put together 11 tracks. And I recorded that album in June. So it's ready. That title of that album is called Just Like the Radio. And I have a song that's just like the radio.
Okay. And I like to ask you, with this album, Chances Are What They Are, will you be producing a video on one of the tracks on that album?
Well, now that you mention that, that's what I was discussing today with one of my allies, and we're talking about that, and we're working on doing a video for the single, She's Just Fine.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for that information. So since we're coming to an end to our show, I would like to spin Horror Story. Can you give me a brief story behind this track that inspired you? It's
that,
funny,
you
huh?
You know what? Every time I think about it, I met Horace Silver in Hollywood in the back of this music store called Steino Vine. And they had a rehearsal space back there. So I went back there and I said, Gary, the guy who owns, he said, Mikhail, Horace Silver's in the back rehearsing. So I ran back there and I introduced myself. I told him, I said, Horace, you know, I write a lot of songs. And he said, me too. And he went back to his rehearsal. And that was the end of the conversation.
No. Okay, all right. Okay.
I said, well, because I used to play a song for my father, so this song is dedicated to Horace Silver. It's called Horror Story.
All right. So what I'd like for you to do, Mikhail, is give the information when this new album, Chances Are What They Are, will be released again. What date?
November the 15th, next Sunday, on iTunes and TuneCore.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. Is there any other information you would like to give at this time before we sign out?
Well, they can just go to Facebook, follow me on Facebook, all my friends and family and friends, and tell their friends if they want to find out more information, just go on my Facebook. I just started an Instagram, so they can go on my if they want to tweet me as the Muse Man on Twitter, and just if they want to listen to more of my older tracks, they can go to Reverb Nation, Number One Music. I'm on a lot of SoundCloud. I'm on a lot of different sites. And just if they really just Google my name, Mikael Reuben, in Google, and you'll find all the information about me.
All right, and thank you for that information. Thank you so much. Mikael, is there any words of encouragement you would like to give all of us during these dark times we're dealing with? Any encouraging words?
You got to be kind to the people that's kind to you, and know that change gonna come, and it's kind of challenging because there's so much turmoil going on in the country, and a lot of uncertainty. You know, there's a lot of disbelief among us, and we have to just not kind of take the hate and the distrust. You know, we're not trusting each other no more because it's like we're falling apart, and it's unfortunate. But I would encourage people to just love your family and love the people who love you, even to love the people who don't love you. You know, and just enjoy your life, because regardless what you do in your life, it's going to come to a close. So you better enjoy every moment and treat everybody kind that you can.
All right. All right. Y'all heard it from the smooth jazz artist, Mikael Reuben. In the house. All right. So I will play her story. Is any other information you would like to give at this time, Mikael?
Well, just I would just like all my fans to just support me and tell their friends and download the music so I can be able to share more of my music with them from the proceeds. So that's what's going on right now. The more people know about it, the more people they share with, the more people know about me, and they can make more things happen for me as an artist. So that's what it's about.
All right. And thank you, Mikael. Thank you for taking out your time again to come on my platform. Thank you for your support. I love you. I love your music. And your words of encouragement, your life experience is something to be told and a testimony. And you keep it up. I'm going to stay on you. I'm going to stay on you. All right? All right?
Like thank you, Brittany. Yes. Thank you for
everything. Oh, my pleasure. You are more than welcome to come back on the show. If anyone has missed the show, just follow that link and support me by passing a link around to this marvelous showcase tonight. I'm signing out with Mikael Reuben's Horace Story.
Horace. Hey, I forgot the name I had for that, but David said, I have a horror story. I say, it's like horror story. You say, horror, like horror silver, horror story.
Well, tell them to check out the album. It'll be on the album. And I'm going to give a treat. Also, I'm going to play another single, You're My Inspiration, by the Executive Brass. Executive Brass. They will be on my platform tomorrow night, November the 11th. Tune in. And this is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out on Lady Diva Live Radio. And thank you, everyone. Have a blessed evening.
lacking color. My life was lacking light. My dreams and goals seemed out of sight. From black and white, a ray of light. Girl, with your love, my heart is taking flight. I'm so inspired, soaring higher. Your loving touch, your love lights my fire. Take flight. No goal is beyond my sight. From black and white, a ray of light. Girl, with your love, my heart is taking flight. I'm so inspired, soaring higher. Your loving touch, your love lights my fire. I get strength from your warm embrace.